Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 6, Mishnah 3. We saw previously that if one of the people in the chatzar, in a courtyard, did not do an Eruv Chatzeres with the rest of the people in the courtyard, then he prohibits them from taking to their homes into the courtyard, or to bring from the courtyard into their homes. However, let's say he is Mivatel Rishus, which means that he declares his home, his part of the courtyard, ownerless, and permits them, then everyone's permitted to go in and out of their homes into the chatzer, into the courtyard, from their courtyard into their home, because the fact that he said he no longer is the owner, then he just remains like a guest in this chatzer, in this courtyard, in the homes. And the halacha is that a guest doesn't prohibit a person. Now here the Mishnah talks about what happens in the following scenario. Anche chatzer sheshachach echa meam lo erev. The people in a courtyard, one of them forgot, and he did not do an Eruv. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about where the fellow that forgot later was Mivato Rishos. He took away his ownership from the courtyard. But he never said that he's being Mivato, that he's been declaring even the area in his home ownerless. And therefore, the fellow that wrote the Mishnah, the author of this Mishnah, holds that if a person is Mivato Rishos, if he declares ownerless his courtyard, it only works for his courtyard and not for his home. So therefore, what happens? His home is prohibited from bringing into the chatzar, into the courtyard, or to take from the courtyard into his home. Lo v'lohem, for this person himself, and to the rest of the people that live in the courtyard. Because since he wasn't mevatel rishus at his home, since he didn't declare his home ownerless, only the area in the courtyard, comes out that his home is still considered his, and the courtyard is considered a separate rishus, a separate jurisdiction. Mishalahem, but the homes of the rest of the people in the courtyard, in the shared courtyard, Martar and Lovelahem, are permitted both for him and for them. Nasnulo Rishusan, if the people of the chatzar of the courtyard, they were Mevatel, their Rishus, they declared their area their property in the chatzar in the courtyard ownerless. Humutar, he's permitted to take stuff in and out of his home to the chatzar and vice versa, because everything is considered like his jurisdiction. However, he can't take from their homes because they didn't declare their homes ownerless. Hein asur, and they're prohibited to bring from their homes, even from his home, they're also prohibited. And we don't say that they're like considered like guests to him, because you could say that an individual is considered like a guest, but you can't say that the whole community is considered like guests in that area. Hayim shnayim, if you had two people that forgot to make an eruv, and the rest of the people in the chatzar did, more than that, the rest of the people in the chatzar were mevatel rishus to them. The problem is that going forward, the chatzar, the courtyard, belongs to both of them, and they didn't make an eruv. Therefore, it's prohibited for them to take from their homes into the chatzar, or from the chatzar into their homes. If one of the fellows was mevato rishus, he declared ownerless, venota rishus, and he can take rishus, he could take permission from the rest of the people to carry in there. So what it means to say is one person, we say this halacha, that he could be mevatel rishus, or they could be mevatel rishus for him. However, shnayim, two people, knows the rishus, they, two people that didn't take an eruv, they could be mevatel rishus to the rest of the people. They ain't lotin rishus, but they cannot take permission from the rest of the people that made an eruv amongst them, and it doesn't work for them, and therefore they can't carry, as we just saw in the Mishnah. Wishing you a beautiful day, wishing you an amazing upcoming week as you prepare for Pesach.